This is Nate.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, it's not real warm out there today. There's kind of a cold breeze blowing, but I guess it is still April, and that means that, they're just not expecting real nice weather yet, I guess. This morning, about 7:30, when my wife left for work, I had 33 degrees down in Waldo, so it was a cold morning. It was nice to see that sun this morning, though, and peeking in and out, but right now here in Marion at 4:15, we have 49 degrees here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. So we're glad you're tuned in today. We've got trivia like usual, and we're going to have a fun time doing that. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And when you visit down there to Waldo Barbershop, he has a lot of military gear that decorates the shop, and it's really cool, and if you ask him about it, he'll tell you about it down there. Rick and Waldo Barbershop, thank you for supporting the broadcast. You can find me throughout the week. My website is radionate.us. That's radionate.us, and you can find me just throughout the week and keep track of what I'm doing. Also want to thank the radio station for streaming and archiving our show. That's at wwgh1071.com. Just scroll down and click on Listen Live, and anywhere you have an internet connection, boom, there you go. That's wwgh1071.com. We're thankful to them for doing that for us. Thank you very much. Well, today we're giving away, it's the last Wednesday of the month. So today we're giving away a $25 gift card that's good at several restaurants. You can use this card at Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, and then a couple of restaurants that are a little distance away, but if you wanted to travel, you could. It's good also at Cracker Barrel or the Cheesecake Factory. So good at several restaurants. That's what we're giving away today for our trivia. $25 gift card. Again, good at Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings here in Marion, or Cracker Barrel or the Cheesecake Factory if you'd like to travel. So there you go. And all you need to do for a chance to win, everybody's welcome. Just give me a call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner and find out who's going to get this gift card sent in the mail right to your door. That's how we do it right here at Offbeat News and Trivia. And speaking of trivia, let's get right to it. Brandon is with us today, and we have our celebrity Guess Who as per usual. And hello, Brandon.
Hello, Mr. Redmond.
How's your day?
Oh, wonderful. I'm a little hoarse today because I was doing sound effects for a few days, and my voice isn't used to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a little gravelly today.
Well, you sound okay.
Thank you.
That's good.
Just try not to laugh. It hurts.
Right. Well, I'll try not to make you laugh. Well, there I go.
It's already.
Okay. Well, what are some hints that we have on this celebrity? At least, or maybe we'll get to several celebrities. Who knows? We'll see. Our first celebrity what some hints we have for the callers today.
So we'll start by saying that this is that our mystery celebrity is from Australia, and that one of his many of 50 films includes The Birds from 1963.
Okay, there you go. Give a guess, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here's the trivia that I've got for you. What leaf appears on the Canadian flag? What leaf appears on the Canadian flag? Which country does Parmesan cheese come from? Which country does Parmesan cheese come from? What name is given to the clawed nails of an eagle? What name is given to the clawed nails of an eagle? What type of car was used as the time machine in Back to the Future? What type of car was used as the time machine in Back to the Future? 740-383-9944. Let's find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
The maple leaf.
The maple leaf is a correct answer. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. Are you cooking or baking today?
I'm just going to make spaghetti for dinner.
You know what? That's actually what I'm having, but I bet you, do you put meatballs in your spaghetti and stuff like that?
No, I use the ground beef. I like the flavor, olive oil and the ground beef, onions.
Oh, yeah, put some onions in there. Yeah, my wife doesn't like onions, so we can't have onions in ours, but I love onions in spaghetti.
I do too.
Oh, that makes a good flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah. I had errands to run today, so I'm not baking, but tomorrow I'm going to bake, I don't know what, but he has to have a dessert almost every night, so.
Okay. All right. Well,
I have to make something.
Got to make something. Got to get in
That's
there
right.
and make something. All right.
Okay. You
hey.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Miss Phyllis. All right.
Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944 is my number at 421 on a Wednesday afternoon, giving away a $25 gift card. It's good at Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cracker Barrel, or the Cheesecake Factory. Hi, we're on the air.
The Talon?
The Talons is correct. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Good. And what's your name? What's your first name?
My name's Jason.
Jason. All right, Jason. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis and Jason signed up for a chance to win. I better scribble this out so I don't read it again, because I will read it again. Who did Elton John originally write Candle in the Wind about? And I was surprised that it was not Princess Diana. Who did Elton John originally write Candle in the Wind about? And it was not Princess Diana. Where are the new red blood cells made? Where are new red blood cells made? Hi, we're on the air.
The DeLorean?
The DeLorean is a correct answer. Very good. All right. Hey, we've got you in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye. All right. 4:23 on a Wednesday afternoon, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, broadcasting live in Marion, Ohio from South Prospect Street. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
It's not a bad day out there, you know?
No, it's not. Not a real
could
bad
be worse.
Day. Yeah, it certainly could be worse.
Did you have any of your potted plants out?
Well, no, I haven't bought any of my potted plants yet. No, I'm kind of waiting.
Wait for that frost-free day?
Yeah, I'm waiting close to that frost-free day.
Sometime, I don't know, mid-May.
Yeah, about May 15th, don't they say?
Yep.
And then I'm kind of waiting to see if they have any Mother's Day specials on those plants.
Right. Yep.
Sometimes they do.
Or you might even wait until the day after Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when they have the real Mother's Day specials.
Yeah, mark them on down.
Right.
Yeah. But I did mow the grass this week.
Oh, good. What about to get your house washed?
Yes, I did. Got the power washing
done. Got it all
done
on Saturday, did you?
Got it all done on Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
Got the Easter decorations down and even got it decorated for Memorial Day / 4th of July.
You got all your work done.
I did. It was a busy day Saturday.
That's good.
So we just got her all done.
Marilyn Monroe is...
Yes.
It was written for
Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
I like that song.
That's a good song.
The one for Princess or Marilyn.
Yeah, they,
good song.
That is a very good song. Yeah, but I enjoy that one for sure.
I can't believe that people have the talent to just sit down and come up with a song like that.
I know. I know. I wish I had half that
special talent.
It sure is. If I had half that talent, I'd be a lucky and blessed man.
Yep.
For sure.
Okay.
All right, Ernie.
I'll let you go.
Hey, good to talk to
you. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, next trivia question. What name is given to the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean? What name is given to the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean? Which American rapper went on to create Beats headphones? Which American rapper went on to create Beats headphones? Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a crab? Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a crab? And which scientist is credited with discovering penicillin? Which scientist is credited with discovering penicillin? 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $25 gift card good at Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, the Cheesecake Factory, and Cracker Barrel. So there you go. That's what's on the table for today. Hi, we're on the air.
Cancer is the sign of the crab.
Cancer is indeed the sign of the crab. Yes, indeed. You got it.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye-bye. All righty. Got that one done here, and 2 pages worth of trivia to start things off for us here. And your call is next up, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you want to get in on today, since it's a $25 gift card to Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cracker Barrel, or the Cheesecake Factory. This $25 gift card is good to use at any of those restaurants that you should pick. And I know that there's some of you folks out there that's a fan of at least one of those 4 restaurants, I am sure. Well, before I head into my offbeat news here, we'll check in with Brandon with our celebrity Guess Who and find out what hints we've got for our celebrity that we're trying to get for this afternoon. Brandon.
Yeah, so, as we continue on here, some of the films of this Australian male actor, I will say, include The Time Machine and the voice of Pongo in the 1961 Disney movie The Dalmatians.
All righty. 740-383-9944. If you have a guess at that one, that'll get you in the drawing, too. So, hey, guess our trivia, guess our Guess Who question right here. We'll get you up on the air next at 740-383-9944. I know at the beginning of the program we have a flurry of calls, and then it kind of backs off just a bit. So, hey, now is your chance to get in on your chance to win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Cracker Barrel, or the Cheesecake Factory. All right, here's a guest that we have here coming in, and hi, we're on the air.
Nathan, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, thank you. Brandon wanted me to call. I don't think it's Mel Gibson. I can't think of any other Australian actors. That's obviously not the right answer.
Well, we'll have to go back a little before Mr. Gibson's
time. I don't think he was acting in 61. I mean, I wasn't even born in 61, so you know that was a long time ago. Can't you ask about Australian musicians? I mean, you know, ask about Rick Springfield or Olivia Newton-John or Men at Work or Crowded House in New Zealand and close to Australia. Can you ask about one of them? Because that's where my expertise comes in.
Well, we could have done...
Ask me like a Rick Springfield question, because he does a show on 80s.8, so I know all about him.
Well, we could have done NXS if you want to go Australian bands.
Yeah, that's another one where I have an... I wouldn't say an excess amount of knowledge, but I have some. But
good night.
This Australian actor, it's... Olivia Newton-John acted in Greece. So, other than that, my knowledge of Australian actors and actresses isn't to the level of Australian musicians.
That was a good guess anyhow, Adam. We appreciate it.
Did somebody mention A Candle in the Wind? He actually also sang it to Ryan White, as you might remember. I don't think it was actually a special version like the Lady Di version was, but I can think of three people that were the song was dedicated to them. Let's put it that way. I mean, it could be about many people, but that Lady Di version was a rewrite.
Oh, okay. Right.
But remember when he became friends with Ryan White? And I think he actually sang it to him in the hospital, so that was kind of a touching tribute.
Okay.
You remember that? You probably don't go back that far.
I don't go back. I was born in 85.
Yeah, 85 probably don't, but that's more from my recollection. But I mean, it's one of those songs where you could just rewrite the words, and it could have different meanings, be about different people.
Right.
Almost like, you know, that Terry Cashman, I think it's Terry Cashman, that baseball song, he had a special Yankees version, because station I used to work at, we played the Yankee games, and we used to play that before the game, or as the games were being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So, that happens sometimes, and you know, people, you know, Elton John, too, turning sad songs into the Sassons,
the
commercial?
Circa 1980.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. And I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing became a Coke or a Pepsi commercial. So sometimes you take a common song and turn it into a commercial. So many things you can do with pop music and pop culture.
There you go. There, all
but,
right.
But bottom line is, before I digressed, I have no idea who this Australian actor or actress is. Is it well-known, Brandon, that this person is from Australia? Because sometimes you don't really know where a person is from. Like, you know, Richard Dawson, a lot of people didn't know he was British. He didn't use the accent. And you and I know he's British, but a lot of people don't. So you can't always tell. Whereas, you know, Daphne also was the virgin on Seinfeld. We all know she's British because the accent is part of her act. So this Australian person, you kind of associate him with being an Australian actor, or would only an expert know that he's from Australia?
Well, define expert.
Well, would you agree most people don't know that Richard Dawson was British? Because between the two game shows and Hogan's Heroes, he didn't have the accent. So unless you really know about him, you know, as you are, I'm sure you and I do, you don't know that he's British. And even Rex Springfield, I mean, you hear him talk, he doesn't use the accent, he just turns it off and on. You know, he acted in a soap opera, you didn't know, even though he was Australian. But some actors and actresses, you associate them with being of a certain nationality.
I'm pretty sure this fellow is a little bit more obscure, wouldn't you think, Brandon?
Just slightly, especially, well, maybe not to the some of the slightly
you know
older
what I mean?
Listeners, but...
So I'm going past the train here. You know, well, Marion gets trains, too. We get them here, too. But anyway, but you know what I mean by, like, Richard Dawson? How many people, Brandon, do you think know that he's actually British? He didn't use the accent. He learned to talk without it. But Jane Leaves, the accent's part of her thing. So you don't... It just depends upon the person. In fact, I believe John Mahoney from Frasier, he's British also, and you would never know. He didn't use the accent. So, with some of these people, it just depends how they present themselves. But if he started acting in 61, I mean, except for someone like Judy Garland or Mary Pickford, I mean, John Wayne, someone we've all heard of, I'm probably a little, even I, as hard as that is to say, probably too young to know who he is.
Well, Adam, we appreciate your guess.
Okay, well, that wasn't a very good guess, but I'm looking forward to finding out who it is. I don't Google anything. I will try to wrap my brain or defer to my fellow listeners. All right, see you guys later.
Hey, see you, Adam. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. It's your guess on our celebrity guess who, or on the trivia questions we have on the table. Again, at 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away a $25 gift card to Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, the Cheesecake Factory, or Cracker Barrel. Now, we're not giving away a gift card to all of those things. We're giving away a gift card that's good to all of those places. Just make sure that's clear. $25 gift card to that's good at those particular restaurants. So if you would like to answer a trivia question, give us a buzz right now. And hi, we are on the air.
Yeah, Nate, what questions you got on the table?
Okay, the questions I got on the table right now. Here's an easy one. Which country does Parmesan cheese come from?
Italy.
There you go. We'll get you in here, Lee. How you doing today, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. Nice day out here.
Not bad at all.
Well, the sun's out, but a little chilly.
Sun's out, a little chilly. Looking forward to it warming up a little bit later in the week, so that'll be nicer. Hopefully, maybe some of the rain holds off.
Yep.
So that would be good, we hope.
I'll be listening to you next hour. How's the car doing?
Well, you know what? I haven't had any more problems with the car. I had to go around town and start it several times. I kept my fingers crossed each time, and it started up. So it's been doing okay so far. I haven't had to have it back in the shop yet.
Well, that's good.
Yep. But I got it in the back of your mind because you said fuel pump, right?
Yeah, I would suspect the fuel pump. I've had that let me down before.
Yeah.
And you might go back to... You might leave it and go back a couple hours later and it'll start up.
Yeah, well, that's what it was doing, because it would start back up later, because that's what it did for the mechanic. And I don't think he checked the fuel pump, but he ended up checking something else and fixing the brakes. And I was like, what? That's not why I had it in. But anyways.
Bad thing about fuel pump anymore, they're in the gas tank.
Yeah, they're in the gas tank. So
yeah, it's a pain in the butt or a costly expense. They used to mount them on the motor, remember that?
I remember my grandfather talking about that and my dad talking about that. I sure do.
And yep. Changing one, you know, years ago was piece cake.
Right. Yeah, and now it costs a little bit more money if you want your mechanic to do it.
Or it costs you a little bit more effort. A lot of times those bands that hold that gas tank on are rusty and you got to replace them too. And
oh, yeah. You know
it. It gets into a job.
Sure does. Big job. Absolutely.
Well, I'll see what you guys got going on next hour.
Okay, Lee. Yep, we'll be on.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. And that's right, Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself on the air next hour, 5:15 to 6 o'clock with Live at 5, the show with no name. We'll be coming at you. Let's find out who's on the line right here. Hi, we're on the air.
Dr. Gary.
Dr. Dre, Beats Headphones. Hey, how are you today?
Well, I'm a little sad. I miss the sunshine. That needs to come back. But other than that, I'm all right.
Well, that's good. Now, do you have any Dr. Dre headphones yourself?
I don't, but my kids, they were into that.
Yeah, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I'm an old lady. Grandmas don't have stuff like that.
I don't have any Dr. Dre headphones either because they're a little out of my price range. Because I do the colorful headphones, but I do the cheaper headphones. But Dr. Dre's pretty cool. I always when they're in the store and you can try them on and listen, I always do that for sure.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything good with work today, and everything? You had a good day?
Yeah, days are just what you make of them, Nate. Every day's a good day if you just try.
Yep, you got that good old positive attitude, right?
Right, we got to keep it on.
That's it. Each day's a new day and a new beginning, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, have a good show, Nate.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good talking to you.
Likewise.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
4:39 on a Wednesday afternoon. You're next on the line at 740-383-9944. Again, giving away a $25 gift card this hour to, that's good, at Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cracker Barrel, or the Cheesecake Factory. So you are next on the line, and I do have some offbeat fun facts here for you. During the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, the losing Ottoman navy hurled oranges and lemons at Catholic soldiers when they ran out of weapons. Also in 2015, the website Airbnb.com offered guests the choice to spend a spooky Halloween night in a mass grave, surrounded by the bones and skulls of 200-year-old corpses in a section of the catacombs, a vast network of buried tunnels located 66 feet under Paris, France. They contain the remains of more than 6 million people moved below ground in the late 18th century after the city's overcrowded graveyards were closed because it was thought that the decomposing bodies had caused wine and milk to go bad. Also, a Canadian couple, Wayne Adams and Catherine King, have lived on a self-sustainable floating home off the coast of British Columbia for more than 20 years. Their house, garden, outbuildings, and greenhouses to grow food are all built on 12 floating platforms and are interconnected by wooden walkways. Part of a wall in the Central Business District of Melbourne, Australia, sold at auction in 2015 for over $3 million Australian dollars. The 1,260 square foot area, which houses a digital billboard, is the site of a building overlooking the city's busiest pedestrian crossing. So there you go. Buy yourself a good old wall and put yourself a billboard on the side. It'll just cost you $3 million Australian dollars, which is equivalent to about $2.2 million US dollars. My website, radionate.us. That's radionate.us. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's my home on the web. That's radionate.us. You can keep track of me throughout the week right up there on that website. We also want to say thanks to the radio station for streaming us online. You can listen to us anywhere you have an internet connection. Just go to wwgh1071.com, scroll down, click on Listen Live. That's wwgh1071.com. That is Marion's Talking Places, home on the web. All right, we have some offbeat news, then we'll get back to more of our trivia. You're welcome to call anytime. Right now is a good time because the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. A Florida college said smells are in season at the school after one of its two famously stinky corpse flowers started to bloom, and the other is expected to follow shortly. Rollins College in Winter Park said a plant known as a corpse flower, due to the rotting flesh-like scent it emits while blooming, started to bloom in the early hours Monday. The plant, nicknamed Adsilla, started emitting its signature smell about midnight. It smells like Florida roadkill in the middle of summer after having been left there for a few days, Rollins College greenhouse manager Alan Christ told the Orlando Sentinel. The plants, native to Indonesia, can go several years, sometimes over a decade, in between blooms, so greenhouse staff were surprised to learn their other corpse plant, nicknamed Racine, would be blooming Tuesday or Wednesday, Chris said. The school is live-streaming the corpse's flower blooming, so you can see it, but unfortunately over the internet, or maybe fortunately over the internet, you cannot smell it. An Idaho man recaptured a Guinness World Records title by balancing a chainsaw on his chin for 37 minutes and 56 seconds. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 records, originally set the record for longest duration balancing a chainsaw on the chin in 2016 when he managed to keep the power tool balanced for 3 minutes and 1 second. Rush lost the title to another record breaker who balanced for 5 minutes, and he recaptured it in 2017 with a 10-minute balancing session. He took on the record for a third time when someone beat his accomplishment with a 20-minute record. Rush's most recent attempt ended with 37 minutes and 56 seconds of balancing. And finally, an all-electric FedEx delivery van broke a Guinness World Record when it made the nearly 260-mile drive from New York City to Washington, D.C. on a single charge. BrightDrop, a subsidiary of General Motors, announced FedEx driver Stephen Marlin drove the BrightDrop Zevo 600 van from New York City to Washington, D.C., making stops along the way in cities including Philadelphia and Baltimore. The van, which was carrying sustainable cleaning products from Full Circle to retailer Mom's Organic Market, completed the 258.85-mile trip on a single charge, earning the Guinness World Record for greatest distance traveled by an electric van on a single charge. The journey was timed to coincide with Earth Day on Friday. 740-383-9944 is our number. That's 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $25 gift card that's good at Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Cracker Barrel, or the Cheesecake Factory. You can use this card at any of those places that you would like to. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And we have a call coming in right now, and then we'll go to Guess Who with Brandon. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, is it the bone marrow that makes the new red blood cells?
It is indeed bone marrow. That is correct. And what is your name?
Diana.
Diana. All right, Diana. It's good to hear from you, and we'll get you all signed up.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, Brandon, on our celebrity Guess Who, what hints do we got? Do we want to go ahead and give them the answer and do something else, or it's up to you?
I think in this case, just because of the obscurity and time constraints, I say we go ahead and do that if you don't.
Okay, what's the answer that
so
we have?
The answer was Rod Taylor. Again, it might be very obscure for those that are not quite as, I'd say, as it, not well. I'm at a loss of words at the
maybe
moment.
Maybe not up to it as some. So
some, yes.
All but, right. Well, what else you got, hints-wise, on your next celebrity Guess Who?
I don't want to make this too easy, but this next celebrity, I will say, is known for a few films, in part Toy Story, Rat Race, and he is the king of a certain type of comedy.
Okay, 740-383-9944. Take a guess on that one. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you, Rick and Waldo Barbershop, for underwriting today's broadcast. All right, trivia, trivia, trivia. And here is what we have on the table so far. And first of all, let us take a call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be John Ritter?
And we'll find out.
Unfortunately, I will have given a qualified no.
No, it is not, Lee.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep guessing.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, keep guessing that one. Hey, what name is given to the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean? What name is given to the deepest part of the Pacific ocean? And which scientist is credited with discovering penicillin? Which scientist is credited with discovering penicillin? Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Tim Allen?
Say again?
Would that be Tim Allen?
We'll find out. Is it Tim Allen?
That is also another qualified no, miss.
No, it is not Tim Allen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Good guess. Bye-bye. All right, keep guessing. 740-383-9944. Which scientist is credited with discovering penicillin? In which Disney movie would you find the villain Jafar? In which Disney movie would you find the villain Jafar? What is the longest man-made structure in the world? Hi, we're on the air.
Dr. Jonas Salk.
Is that correct answer?
It is not, unfortunately.
All right, and you were looking. Oh, I know. You were looking for the penicillin.
For the penicillin. You're looking for the.
Yeah, you're looking for the penicillin question. Did you say Fleming?
No, Dr. Jonas Salk.
Oh, Salk. Okay, this is actually Sir Alexander Fleming.
Oh, okay.
But a good guess, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. Sorry about that. Sometimes you have a couple of questions that have names in them. So that means your host here, Mr. Nate, gets a little confused. That's okay. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, I want to answer two of your questions, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the first question you had was about the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
That is the Challenger Deep.
The Challenger Deep. Okay, I'll give it to you. That's good. Yes, indeed.
And the second question was about what Disney movie was Jafar in?
Correct, right.
That is the Aladdin.
That is the Aladdin. And what is your first name?
Sheila.
Sheila. All right, Sheila. Okay, we'll get you all signed up here, and I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. $25 gift card we're giving away to, that's good at, Cracker Barrel, the Cheesecake Factory, or here in Marion, Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings. So, now we're not giving away a gift card to all those places. We're giving a gift card that's good at all those places. $25. We'll give that away in 4 minutes. And we will do On This Day in History in just a second. Brandon, give us a couple more hints on your celebrity guess who. Let's see if we can get this one knocked out. We had some guesses.
This might be a little too easy, but I will say that he's the Merchant of Venom, the Sultan of, well, I can't say that on air, but let's just say that his style of comedy is well known, and he's been on many roasts.
Okay, all right. We'll take that, and hi, we're on the air.
I'd like to add that the Mariana Trench is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean.
Yes, I had both the Mariana Trench and the Challenger Deep. I had both of those. So, that's a good answer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Janet.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, very good. 4:52 on a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for calling and playing trivia today. We've had a nice amount of phone calls on this $25 gift card that's good at Cracker Barrel, Cheesecake Factory, and here in Marion, Red Lobster, and Buffalo Wild Wings. On this day in history here in just a second, first of all, I want to say hi to Pastor Craig. Are you ready to go, Pastor Craig?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You look good with those headphones on, by the way.
Where did these headphones come from?
Those are Terry's headphones.
Oh.
Yep, Terry.
I've never seen them before.
No, because they disappeared and now they're back.
These don't work.
Huh? No, they don't work?
These don't work.
Oh, okay. Well, those ones are working, right?
Yeah,
those are good ones. Yeah, those are from Terry.
I feel like I'm in an echo chamber.
Yep, there you go. Yep, they're nice big ones. There you go. So thanks to Terry for the new headphones. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get the one for the zodiac sign yet?
We did, but go ahead and give it to me anyway, since you're late on late calling
cancer.
In. Yeah, Cancer. All right, Mr. David, how's your day going?
Oh, fairly good.
Good, good. Are you working hard today on this day?
Nope, I'm taking it easy.
Taking it easy. All right, because I know last week you were working pretty hard.
Yeah.
Overdid it, probably.
Oh, yeah, on Saturday I did.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. It's easy to overdo it, and then you're down for several days, huh?
Yep.
Oh, that's no good. Yep, you got to make sure you pace yourself, don't you?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. I do that when I'm working. I just definitely want to pace yourself for sure. Well, hey, I'll get you all signed up.
Okay.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Yep, good to talk to you.
Thanks for
calling. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. On this day in history, in the year 1805, a force led by U.S. Marines captured the city of Derna on the shores of Tripoli. 1813, Americans under General Pike captured York, present-day Toronto, the seat of government in Ontario. 1861, West Virginia seceded from Virginia after Virginia seceded from the Union during the American Civil War. 1861, U.S. President Lincoln issued an order to General Winfield Scott that authorized him to suspend the writ of habeas corpus between the Philadelphia and Washington at or near any military line. 1863, the Army of the Potomac began marching on Chancellorsville. And in 1903, Jamaica Racetrack opened in Long Island, New York. That's what happened on this day in history. And we are pretty much at our drawing time. Brandon, let's throw out a couple more hints on your celebrity guess who and see if we can get somebody to call and answer your question.
Well, I think he'll make it a little bit too easy. His ubiquitously known as Mr. Warmth himself.
Okay, there we go. There's your hint there. Call us and take a guess. It's 740-383-9944 as we get everybody mixed up. I want to say thank you to everybody that called today. Thank you, David. Appreciate you. Thank you, Janet. I appreciate you. Sheila, appreciate you. Diana, appreciate you. Sheila and Diana, I don't think I've heard from you before. Sarah, good talking with you. Lee, thanks for calling. Ernie, good talking with you. Jason, I don't remember Jason calling too much. And Phyllis, good talking with you as always. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Robin Williams?
Robin Williams is incorrect.
No, not Robin Williams, Lee. But a good guess. All right. Okay, it is drawing time here at WWGH 107.1 FM at 4:57. And we will find out who our winner is going to be today. $25 gift card. Good at Buffalo Wild Wings, Cracker Barrel, Red Lobster, or the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, that's a good place to obviously get cheesecake, and it's a good place to get good fish and shrimp. As well. And fish and chips, I should say. Yeah, that's what I like to get. Fish and chips at the Cheesecake Factory. Get that. And their chocolate chip cookie dough cheesecake is awesome. The winner is... Congratulations, Sarah! Sarah, congratulations. We will send this in the mail right to your door. I wish I could send everybody a gift card today. If I could, I'd send everybody a $25 gift card if I could. I just appreciate everybody out there for listening and calling the program today. It's been a good program. It's been fun talking with you today. We will come back and get our answer from Brandon in just a second for our celebrity guess who after we do our recipe here. Our ladies' corner, and I have buffalo chicken egg roll minis today. Here's what you need. 1 1/2 cups coleslaw blend. 1 cup chopped cooked chicken. 1/2 cup Kraft Classic Ranch dressing divided. 2 teaspoons of hot chili sauce, 24 wonton wrappers, 3 inches, 1/2 cup Kraft Real Mayo, 1/2 cup crumbled blue cheese, 1/4 cup finely chopped celery. I'll tell you how to make it in just a moment. Somebody, I think's on the line. Nope, somebody was on the line. Maybe they heard me doing the recipe and they thought, ooh, that sounds good, and just had to write it down. Nope, here we go. They're calling back. Maybe they have a guess on the celebrity here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to answer that question about the actor or actress.
Yes, right.
Would it be Johnny Carson?
No, but he is the one that named the celebrity of which I'm speaking of.
Oh, he's not the one that named?
Oh, he is the one. Johnny Carson did name him, but Mr. Warmth.
Johnny Carson named him Mr. Warmth, so you're close.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we'll give you the answer coming up as somebody's curious out there. Here's how to make Buffalo Chicken Egg Roll Minis. Heat your oven to 400. Combine coleslaw blend, chicken, 1/4 cup dressing, and hot sauce. Spoon 1 rounded teaspoon of coleslaw mixture down one side of each wonton wrapper. Lightly moistened opposite side of your wrapper with water. Roll up wontons tightly, pressing edge of wrapper to wonton seal. Place seam sides down on baking
You're
sheet.
You're listening to
Hang on just a minute. Pressing each of wrapper to wonton seal. Place seam side down on baking sheet. Spray with cooking spray. Lightly spray egg rolls with additional cooking spray. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until golden brown. Meanwhile, mix mayo, blue cheese, celery, and remaining dressing and serve egg rolls with mayo mixture. Again, you can find this recipe facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Don Rickles.
All right.
Oh, you are indeed correct, sir.
Correct.
All righty.
You got
That's
it.
Up right today.
Hey, I appreciate it, Ernie.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we got that correct. It is time for me to go. The Live at 5 show with no name is straight ahead, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, coming up on WWGH Radio.
Prisons and earning money per capita